Now to the latest in the Russia-Ukraine standoff, where neighboring Belarus is taking part in joint military drills with close ally Russia. 30,000 Russian troops expected to take part in those drills, sparking fear across Europe of an imminent Russian invasion. News Agent Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer joins us live with the latest. So, Kelly, the British Prime Minister now weighing in on this.
Nicole, that's right. The Prime Minister warning Europe is facing its most dangerous moment as the move toward a coming conflict showing no signs of slowing down. Now Ukraine and Russia beginning dueling military drills, both running for 10 days starting from today. The fear that when those 10 days are up, Russia could move in. This is video showing Ukrainian tanks and soldiers training in the Kharkiv region near the border with Russia. Ukraine says these are planned military exercises, but also a response to Russia starting joint military drills in neighboring Belarus. Russian missile launchers on the move today. In newly released video from the Russian Defense Ministry, tanks on the ground and military jets in the air in an unidentified Belarus location. The U.S. and allies taking this as an escalation from Putin, as the Russian president continues to say he has no plans to invade. NATO has described Russia's joint drills with close ally Belarus as Moscow's biggest deployment to ex-Soviet Belarus since the Cold War. Here's why the West is watching closely Putin's next move. Moscow continues to bring more troops to the border with Ukraine. The Pentagon saying Putin adds every day more troops. Despite the West's effort, diplomatic talks continue to go cold. Putin meeting with top leaders this week with no agreement reached. And the U.S. and NATO are not giving in to Putin's demand that Ukraine remain outside of the NATO alliance. Putin also wants U.S. troops to back off, while President Biden is sending reinforcements to Eastern European countries neighboring Ukraine. Another U.S. ally, the United Kingdom, warning today they will not put up with Moscow's bullying. Today, the U.K. Prime Minister saying their intelligence on the situation is, quote, grim. And Nicole, U.S. officials here in Washington pointing to February 20th, when Russian drills end for a potential invasion. One senator telling me he expects Putin is going to do something just after the Olympics end, which happens to be the same day the drills end. Nicole?
All right, so we're looking at February 20th, possibly. Kelly Meyer, thank you.